Were they perpetrated by two different suspects or two different groups of people?
Probably, because they're very different types of,
gotcha,
of offenses.
Okay.
The burglary vehicles were all pretty much probably from Saturday night to Sunday night, or from sometimes Saturday into sometimes Sunday. Three of the four on those were unlocked vehicles, and the stuff that was taken was just little things that somebody could have grabbed. Two of them were right next door to each other. So obviously we believe that those were probably the same. Now, there was one that was listed as a burglary vehicle over on Phoenix Street. That was 7198. That was a inoperative vehicle that was just parked on the side of the road, and the window was smashed. So not 100% sure if that was even a burglary as opposed to a criminal mischief. But so, yeah, they are pretty similar. Sun Meadows over in that area as well of Navarro. Which is where the ones next door to each other were. So there's a good possibility that they are related. Obviously, we can't say for sure.
These sound like crimes of opportunity.
Yes, very much so.
Are these situations where had the car owners locked their doors, they likely wouldn't have been affected?
Probably we're seeing fewer and fewer instances where they actually, it's not, obviously sometimes they will go ahead and break the windows, but we're seeing more and more of them where it's the doors are just left unlocked and somebody just comes along and goes in and then we'll end up with multiple in one area. So yes, I'll describe these very much as crimes of opportunity.
Do you know if any of these victims had valuables in sight, or if they were just had their cars rummaged through?
That just rummaged through. It appears
okay.
like they just rummaged through.
Okay.
On the habitations, all appear to be probably related in some fashion. All occurred there on Oney Hervey Street. All occurred sometime between Friday night, Saturday, and all were very similar in MO of the with broken rear windows. Or rear door entry. Again, we can't ever say 100% for sure until such time as, you know, we find out, but there are numerous similarities.
Were there people in all of these homes?
No, they were unoccupied at the time.
Are these mostly student homes then?
That's a pretty highly student density.
Okay.
In that area.
Okay.
So yeah. So, in all likelihood, I don't know for sure if they were in particular students.
That's
or
fine.
Not.
No, that's fine. I understand. And anything else that stands out in these cases?
Now, just on instances like this, just the suspects would have had to go around into fenced backyards. So we're asking for, you know, neighbors to watch out for one another. You know, if they see somebody going into a neighbor's backyard that doesn't belong, to give us a call. We'd rather come out and check out something that turns out to be nothing, rather than it be ignored and then somebody's house gets broken into.
And there are no suspicious calls related to any of these incidents?
Not at this time, no.
Okay, so no one saw.